bring, could be your representative in all of these committees, to bring all of their work together and be responsible to see that they're being followed up and all the rest of it. That person doesn't exist at the present time. We have suggested after our Cuba investigation that such a man be appointed and be working with you and be responsible to you and keep you advised in all of these matters and make sure these committees met and all the rest of it. And there was some opposition, of course, from the State Department, which felt that it was taking their function away. We're coming back at this time because, again, it's come up. And what
the committee, we've got the Communications Committee of ARC, we've got the Counterinsurgency Committee, we've got Mongoose,
we've got Berlin.
5412.
Oh, Berlin, 5412.
And then you have Cuba.
Never Berlin Committee now.
No, they have a Berlin Committee.
Which always comes into operation more actively.
Well, there's Mac on, Mac's on 5412.
Yeah.
He's on, are you in Mongoose?
Yeah.
And you're on Counterinsurgency, I guess, aren't you?
Well, no, I haven't ever paid much attention.
And not really in Mongoose either.
The real trouble from my point of view, my doing stuff, is that I've got other things to do.
Oh, this is Governor.
Hello?
guy when George is under deputy for interdepartmental coordination, if you get a big enough guy, there's no pain in that. That's a good way of doing it. The point is to get a good guy, you might as well keep the title which you've got.
Interdepartmental coordination, it seems to me that what you want is on some matters, George Ball, like 5412, is neither representative or
a guy. No, Alexis is.
Yeah.
George works very ad hoc, and he's got a lot of sort of good energy for a specific problem, but he's not a long-term continuing follow-up guy. And that's
the
thing that's missing in
the department about that, the State Department.
Yeah.
About the fact that he gets something coming across the desk, he gets into it, and then he can never follow it up because he's got 10,000 other things to do. Alex Johnson can't do it.
Now he can't do the initiative.
He could be up 24 hours a day. Dean Russ doesn't do that.
He always has to be at bat of whatever is coming across.
So the result is the whole place just bogs down. You need another top flight fellow, whether you stick him over there as undersecretary, or you get him here, it's got to be somebody that's got an important position.
Well, if you get such a person, you really ought to put him in over there.
Well, we had one of the proposals is Dave Bell.
And if you're going to save him for aid,
otherwise take him ahead of the aid.
Because he understands that. Yes, I do think. Well, I think it's just a matter of round peg, round hole. That's the thing Dave would do best.
Well, obviously, we get Kermit Gordon, which is pretty good. We can stick it ahead of the Budget Bureau and put Dave, we talked the other day, either over at the Department of State or at the agency. If we're putting him ahead of the aid agency, then we still are going to have to be looking for a fellow who is going to be undersecretary. I don't know whether Sarge, but I think probably Sarge will stay where he is. The other proposal is Ted Mackle over there. The advantage of that is, because that's what really the problem is, the disadvantage is it leaves us off.
Very hard, except, the difficulty that I see in it is that the kind of thing that when you get over into the department, you have to work very explicitly, deliberately, and loyally for the Secretary of State. And it's terribly hard to bypass that without getting into some of the...
What do you think, Max, on the organization?
Well, I felt for a long time the need of what we're talking about. I think the question in my mind is you need a floating Undersecretary of State, not bogged down in the business of the State Department, who can really give his full time to these things. I agree with Mac, organized as we are, it's better to have him in the State Department if indeed he's your man and you have complete confidence in him. So it becomes a question of identifying first personality. Whether this would be an additional job or a George McGee job, I would be sure of that.
Well, we couldn't do an additional one without statutory. I think we'd have to be in George McGee's place because George McGee's only doing the Congo now. To be honest with you, we had a meeting the other day and I never saw a weaker presentation of the Congo. I mean, Jesus, I know it's a mess, but we didn't really seem to. And yet he's a good fella. He's got good qualities. The only thing is who do we have then if we.
Well, I think we are not in a position to give you a good recommendation today.
No, but I think that we should plan that we should go out and then.
We made a contract.
Chip Bowen says that he thinks Living Merchant, but Mac says that he really ran that department well under Christian Hurtum. Mac feels that that's really a more traditional State Department response and not really what we want.
We talked to him about this job as purely a chairmanship affair, and he was not interested in it.
He would certainly have the confidence of the department, but I don't see Livy really pulling together and pushing a program that would be your program. This is the difficult. That's, of course, the difficulty again about putting someone over there. Maybe the guy ought to be here. But I think we have to solve the McGee thing anyway. And if we get the right guy over there.
But I didn't think we ought to bring the McGee matter up, but we agreed the other day.
We have a man. That's right.
You know anybody in your.
Well, I know people that you don't know, Mr. President. I think it'd be highly desirable if you're some of the people that you personally know, like Sarge or some of these other people that you have.
Of course, we could put at least two. We ought to be thinking about who this fellow ought to be. Then we ought to really have that out. Seems to me then Forrestal would be the executive secretary.
I would like to do that just for the purpose of seeing whether I'm right about Forrestal, because I think he has more ability to pull together and mesh an interdepartmental enterprise than anybody else in my staff without the sort of useless friction that you get. And I think that...
So where would he be doing the counterinsurgency?
I'd make an executive secretary of that. When Bobby won't be chairman, then make the State Department chairman as a senior department. And promise Bobby that if he's not satisfied in 6 weeks, we'll shake it out. Because he's...
Well, I know I'm not going to be satisfied with the chairman, but I mean, that's...
He's from the State Department.
Well, Alex Johnson, I can't do that. But he's a great fellow, and he gets his job done.
Forrestal has a mandate, and Forrestal is talking to the
few weeks, but it's got much more potential, deserves much better than that. And I think that the whole operation, this whole thing of looking into the future is that the problems that we're going to have, the difficulties that we're going to face, to have somebody that could be doing that on a full-time basis other than you and the government is...
Have you got any ideas about who is the... about who we could stick in there in George McGee's place?
No. But I think if you tell the three of us to come up with a name in a week from today and get together...
Well, Ara can't do it, can he? I mean, he just couldn't...
Well, we've got him on a very important job now, and
he's done a good job.
He's doing a good job, and we just ought to keep it cooking.
But he said, what you really need almost, President, is the two undersecretaries. You need somebody over in the State Department on organization. And there isn't anybody organizing over. The only person who comes any place near that is Bill Orrick at the present time. That's very badly run as an organization. And none of the people that we mentioned. Alex Johnson doesn't do that. George Wall doesn't do that. Dean Rust doesn't do that.
One
so you've got three top officials that don't have anything to do with organization in the place.
By organization, what do you mean?
I mean, just following things up, the operation, the day-to-day operation of the Department of State. What happens to their... bulletin, you know, just the housekeeping functions of the Department of State. Everything that goes on, I mean, what happens over in the, you know, my department is Nick Katzenbach, or somebody that's just following up and making sure that things are done. Something's supposed to, a message is supposed to go out in a week to, on Guinea, that it gets out in a week, and that somebody's following up, and we're in touch with
that. Now, that is what Boland says Livy Merchant could do.
With that, I think, if we could get some of these other loads off his neck, Alexis does that pretty well, too. I think his performance in Cuba was good on that.
Well, it's not, of course, it's not the Cuba.
Getting one cable out.
Yeah,
there are a lot of bodies around to do that.
There should be somebody that heads that off function within the Department of State, and then there should be somebody that has, which is an additional job. We really got two vacancies. This coordinating all of the efforts in these five or six particular areas, but also wherever else is needed. I mean, like in following up Iran, following up with some of these other problems, which are going to ride over the hill for all of us.
Well, I'd like to make a list of five names, Mr. President, and have the three of us responsible for doing it and having it brought to you.
But you really need almost three undersecretaries, don't you?
Well, if you're not going to organize it George's way, you need to upgrade Arik, which I think he's doing by performance. I think that he's got
Deputy
Undersecretary for Administration.
And Alexis Johnson,
Deputy Undersecretary of Political Affairs. And I think myself that if I were doing it, and rather than going for a statutory thing, it's simpler to use the existing appointment. But you do then terribly need a man. What you're coping with is the problem of joint confidence of the Secretary of State in the man and your confidence in the man. The Secretary, typically this morning, we'd like to go back and think about that. I mean, we'll work on that and we'll come up with a paper. It's kind of an inwardness, whereas what you really need is someone over there who is spreading the department outward to the government. And that's what Max is talking about.
And we ought to have them able to come back with a paper on McCoy this afternoon. After all, you came back with one 3 hours on the other morning.
And also, they should be coming. I'm just quite frankly attending those meetings. Very seldom come in and say, have them come in and say that they anticipated the fact that you would want this
or about permanent assurances or what proposals they've got.
But I mean, all the questions that are, at least it seems to me, are all raised by.
And you know they've got thousands of people over there. You see, what I think is most of them are doing this rather routine thing. There's about three guys who are just...
One good man can always beat a bigger bureaucracy, Mr. President. That's what I'm
saying. That's right.
One man can do what?
Can always beat a bureaucracy. Yeah.
Max has about four people, and they're running the joint staff.
I was much more effective across the way than I have the joint staff at 700 and some offshoots.
You mean a bureaucracy can
be... You want to come back, Max? That's the other way.
One man can do it.
One man sits down with his own stenographer and brings out a sensible piece of paper. It'll take a week to get that ground out and coordinated.
We're going to do it the same way on this McCoy instruction. We've got to do a draft of it.
Okay. Well, now, what we're now looking at is to see if we can come up with somebody to take George McGee's place.
Really, if we can do that, I think a lot of this...
In addition, we will go with Michael Forrestal.
Bobby will keep needling.
you read the letter